Welcome to the Business Bunker Radio Show, Federation of Small Businesses podcast.
Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 13th of October. With me, Paul Andrews, the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin, and a whole gaggle of lovely ladies. It's an absolute pleasure. We're going to talk about now what's going to happen next on the show. What we've got is a special for the FSB, the Federation of Small Business for Kent and Medway, who have a very active Women in Business team, led by the lovely Deborah Turner, who is sitting behind me but can't speak because she's not in a microphone. But you can shout, Debs.
It's a first for me not to speak.
It's a first for Debs not to speak. And we're going to be talking about Women in Business and some of the issues around that and some of the things about that. And it's a pleasure first to welcome onto the show our first guest of the second section, who's the lovely Lucy Owen. And Lucy, you are involved in a project run by Kent County Council called Women's Enterprise, I believe.
Yes, that's right. Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure to see you here. And we've made you work really hard so far. You did all the filming in that, didn't you? You did all the tweets. She was running around holding everybody's phones and taking photographs and all kinds.
And we must say hello to the lovely Teresa sitting
to the lovely Teresa, who actually chauffeured Lucy down here as well and also took some of our photographs earlier. Big wave from Teresa. Thank you.
I might eat your pear if you don't hurry up and gobble it up. A bit peckish.
Anyway, Lucy, why don't we start off by you telling us a bit about you and then a bit about the Women's Enterprise project at Kent County Council.
So I've been working at KCC for not very long, actually. I started there on a 3-month internship over the summer. So I went there to work on a variety of different projects and help them out with some of their stuff. Mm-hmm. And part of what I did was helping plan the stages of the Women's Enterprise Kent project. And then when it came to an end, I was really interested in the programme. So I asked if I could stay on and help them to run it. And they said yes, thankfully. So that's kind of how I'm here today, really. Sort of worked on it over the summer and then, yeah, found it really interesting. So now I'm here running the programme.
Can't be bad.
No,
can't
it's not. Bad. It's not bad at all.
So give us a bit of a feel for why the programme was instituted, what the programme seeks to do, and what's kind of happening.
So the Women's Enterprise Kent programme, it's a central government-funded programme. We, as a council, we bid for the money, and we basically want to try and help women's enterprise across the county. So try and help women in business to help their businesses to grow, to start their own business, and give them the confidence to do that. Mm. And we're doing that through digital skills. So it's all about digital, about social media, online payments, all that type of stuff. So helping women to really grow their businesses.
Fantastic. There is a lot of statistics about the rate of startup businesses in general, and at the moment 30% of businesses are actually started by women new businesses, and that is the highest rate ever.
Absolutely.
And the better statistic is that 90% of those female businesses or female run businesses are actually surviving past their first year. And survival rates of new businesses of any kind are always quite low, to be honest, or have been in the past, but they're surviving longer and longer and longer. So it's something we welcome added to the general business scene in Kent here. Kent has the highest number of small businesses in the country as a county. We have 68,000 small businesses. There's 5.6 million in the country, and the UK is now the second biggest entrepreneurial country in the world in terms of startup businesses. So it's all great stuff. So your KCC project has focused around digital support for new businesses.
Yeah.
Does that mean that you're only kind of offering support to businesses working in the digital field? Or are you working with anyone and using digital to support them? How does it work?
Working with anyone at all. Don't have to be a digital business, not at all. Can be doing absolutely anything.
Right.
Just giving people the skills that they need to get their business out there. Because I think in the modern day, it's so essential to have those digital skills, like
absolutely.
With social media and things like that.
And so. it's actually very fast-paced moving as well.
Absolutely.
So even if you think you know what's going on, by next week you don't again. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and a lot of the women involved in the programme, they've sort sort of left work to maybe have a family or to have a bit of a break, come back, and actually what they did know was is now outdated. So it's really great to get people back up to speed. And
so you're upskilling as well?
Absolutely, yeah, trying to get them back into the world of work.
So what form does the programme actually take? How does it work? What happens?
Well, we've got three sort of levels of the programme. The first level is we've recruited 32 women in business across the county to take part in like a digital skills course.
Right.
So they're going to get sessions from experts and coaching. The second way we're doing it is with these lunch and learn sessions.
Right.
So we're going to have three of those throughout the 6 months that the programme runs. And any women in business or thinking of starting a business can come along, bring your laptop, you can sort of learn from a digital expert and you can implement it there in there and get some really great tips on that.
And that, did you say that's a lunchtime thing?
It'd be a lunchtime, so you can we'll provide some food as well, which is always
great. So you're basically doing it in the pub is what you're telling me?
Well, not quite, but that would be good. those sessions are going to be held at County Hall in Maidstone.
Right, okay.
And then the other way we're sort of helping to promote the idea is with some really big events. We had one on the 24th of September that was our launch event, which Deborah actually came to and spoke about networking, which is really fantastic.
Right.
And then we're going to do three of those throughout the programme. So our next one is on the 12th of January.
Okay.
And they're sort of going to be some really big events where people can come and network and learn a little bit about digital skills and where we're going.
For the event on the 12th of January, do you have any details? Do you know where it's going to be or how people can find out about it, or is that not formalised yet?
We're releasing the details in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
But they can, the most up-to-date places to find the information is all on our social media channels. So okay. On our Twitter, which is at Women's Ent Kent, and our Facebook page as well. And all of the information is going up there in the next couple of weeks.
Fantastic.
So definitely keep an eye on those.
Okay. So there's going to be a big event just after Christmas. You just have time to get over Christmas and sober up and dry out, and you're off on the conference circuit again on the 12th of January. And did you say you got two more covering the rest of the year?
We've got another one, which we think at the moment is going to be the 8th of March, which is International Women's Day. So that should be a really good event, and that should be at County Hall in Maidstone as well, sort of going back to where our launch event was. So.
Okay, cool. So do you have any particular targets out of this this activity? I mean, you told us that you bid and won some government funds to finance what you're doing. Did that come with some guidelines and some, you know, you can only have our money if you achieve X, Y, or Z?
I think the guidelines were, we really want to just promote the idea of women's enterprise, really get the idea out there that, you know, women can do it, you've got the confidence to go and do it, and you've definitely got the skills necessary to do that. And just really promote as well what the digital world can do for you. I think it works a little bit in the superfast broadband agenda. So see, like when you upgrade to superfast broadband, this is what you can do, this is what you can do with all this technology, so...
This isn't just relevant to women in business, but it's relevant to everybody in business. But you're absolutely right. And one of the big things is the new paradigm, the new way that things happen, facilitated by the new technology, has broken down barriers everywhere and has enabled people to compete globally in businesses from their front bedroom, from, you know, a spare room somewhere or an office or whatever. And I'm interested, do you have any details so far, Lucy, of how many ladies have joined the programme, or, you know, where we're going with it?
Well, they ran a very similar programme last year, and on that there were about 15 women who took part in that.
Right.
And this year we sort of started the recruitment process and we had like over 70 applications for the programme, so really big interest in the programme.
Cool.
And we've taken on 32 women onto the core programme. But in addition to that, I think like our Facebook page has really kicked off. Loads of people are really interested. They're contacting us. They're wanting to know more about what we can offer them. So people, it is a really big topic, and there's clearly a need for programs like this in the county. So yeah, we're really excited about where it's going to go.
Absolutely. We just had a tweet actually from Butterflies and Dreams.
Yep.
And they say this is all sounding really exciting. can't wait to start the course next week. Women's Ent Kent, they said. So that's really great stuff. I'm a great fan, you know, you may have noticed.
You're a great fan of women.
I'm a great fan of women. You may have noticed I'm not a woman, although there are some photographs of me on the internet that are dubious. I'm a great believer in business in general, and whatever we can do to encourage anybody from any part of the community to start a business is great. I have no problems with you know, focusing on women's businesses or any other business. So it's really cool that we're doing this kind of thing. And I'm kind of putting you on a spot here a little bit here, and I don't particularly want to do that. So if you don't know, just say I don't know. It's not a problem. But a lot of people with starting businesses, one of the problems has been for a while is funding. Is there anything that you guys are doing to help people with that?
We're looking at doing a session on where people can go to get the funding and how people can find out about it. And it's definitely something, if people are interested, to get in contact with us. And we've got other links with other people at the council about ways they can find out about funding. So if people do want to know, definitely get in contact with us on our social media channels. And I'm more than happy to talk to my colleagues and find out the best ways they can go about that. So there are ways. Just let us know and we can do what we can to help.
Sure. I mean, you're absolutely right. There's quite a few routes to funding these days.
Just finding them.
It's just knowing about them and finding them. And and the FSB also have some pages, and we have a page up on the Kempis Radio website from the FSB that actually lists a lot of sources of alternative finance. And we also have a blog about what alternative finance means and some FSB input into what that is, because a lot of people get confused over crowdsourcing and peer-to-peer lending and angel investing and all kinds of other weird and wonderful ways of raising money now, which doesn't involve going to a bank and asking for some money. But of course, one of the other beauties with a lot of businesses, startup businesses nowadays, is that a lot of businesses can start without a huge amount of capital, because you're using digital technology and free marketing tools and stuff like that. So, from your point of view, Lucy, where does the project go? Has it got a specific lifetime, or is it going to be a forever thing, or what happens?
We'd love for it to be a forever thing.
Sure.
But unfortunately, the funding is for a six-month programme,
right.
So it will end at the end of March.
Right.
Hopefully in the future, if we can get more funding from however we get the funding, we'd run it again.
Mm.
The end of March is when the programme will finish, so all of our events will be in that period of time.
Okay, cool. So give us a shout-out for websites or Facebook pages or Twitter handles where people can find out more about Women's Enterprise in Kent.
Yeah, so our Twitter handle is at Women's Ent Kent, and our Facebook page is called Women's Enterprise Kent, and they're the best ways to get in contact with us.
Social media.
Social media,
Makes sense.
Yeah, so much quicker.
Yeah, exactly. That's fantastic. We'll put all those links. In fact, some of the links are already on the Kempis Radio website. We will put the links, and we have actually been tweeting out some of your workshop stuff as well.
Thank you.
Just recently, and details about the programme in conjunction with the Federation of Small Business, who obviously are very passionate about this too, because we have a whole lead sat behind. I have to keep turning around because she's sat behind me in the studio, which is really unusual. I know you are. I know you are. She keeps tweeting pictures of the back of my head. lovely Deborah Turner of Federation of Small Business, Kent and Medway, lead on women in enterprise and business. So if any business ladies out there want to help encourage other people, do get in contact with Deborah, because it's always great to have you as members of the FSB and to have you as role models and inspiration for other people to start their businesses. For the moment, Lucy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Lucy owns the Kent County Council Women's Enterprise Project. Thank you. I think, Jules, you can read an email. Have you not? See, you told me you had hundreds, didn't you? You were boasting earlier. You had hundreds
while
of emails, and now you've run
while
out.
While you were eating pears, you know, I was getting through them. Kent and Victor Chamber. I need to say some Twitters as well. Ashley reckons that business is simple and we overcomplicate things.
That's true.
Who is Ashley?
I bet that's Ashley Lawrence. Ash Lawrence.
Possibly.
I bet it is.
He has built and sold four businesses over the last 30 years and runs one of the fastest growing business groups and is a successful author. His achievements are endless, but what Ash is really passionate about is business turnaround, cash generation and getting results. Also, what is great about Ashley is his mindset. If you think you will, you will. He calls it the millionaire mindset.
It's you. That was you. No, that was your phone.
I'm on silent, I promise, but there's some very odd noises coming from my phone. I don't know what it is. Probably getting ready for, you know, Manhattan. So you were right, it was Ashley. Give us a clue. What was his surname?
Lawrence.
Lawrence, thank you. You were right. I've got a lot going
I'm
on.
I'm always right.
I'm packing.
Yeah.
Now is your chance to come along and hear Ashley Lawrence at our networking breakfast on Thursday the 15th of October. And it's at the brilliant Brands Hatch Motor Vision, 7 a.m. in the morning. And Ashley will share with you his 7 steps to a successful business and also how you can turn soft skills into hard cash. I also forgot to say that Ashley works with top footballers, top sports people, cricketers, athletes and swimmers. It's all about your mindset, so come along and enjoy a delicious breakfast and hear how, by changing your mindset, anything is possible. So that's the brilliant Ashley Lawrence. It's Thursday, 15th of October. I will be probably somewhere away. Yes, I will. I might be in Charleston. And it's 7 a.m. Brands Hatch Motor Vision. And you can go to bookings at kentinvictorchamber.co.uk.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Liz.
Nurse Liz in Maryland
says, Vanilla Air Business Bunker Jill Serkin, I'm tuned in and listening from Maryland. Hi, Liz.
She hasn't tuned in for quite a while.
No, well, she's probably part of the early warning system. The US East Coast early warning system, incoming Serkin. Yeah, this is an early warning. We have spotted incoming Serkin. Put up the barriers. Don't let her in. So, Liz, welcome. Thank you for listening in to the Business Bunker Show. We've also had a tweet from Social Marley on the Twitter. Make sure you check out our social media workshop in Kent. eventbrite.co.uk/e-engaging-with. The trouble with these links on the radio is they're far too long to read out. So follow Social Marley. That's their Twitter handle, Social Marley, M-A-R-L-E-Y. And you can find the link to their booking page for their social media workshops in Kent. And we will put that link onto the Kent Business Radio website later on. But do check that out.
And we've had a live tweet from Terence Gorman. Follow him at T-E-R-R-E-N-C Gorman, G-A-L-L-M-A-N. Live USA. Follow Jules Serkin is the hashtag. To New York City Winery. Wonder how that got there. And business promo. Because actually my new husband's going to be talking to young black, mostly black kids in South Carolina. I don't know if I can do the accent. What do you think?
It didn't sound very black to me, but there you go.
No, but he's going to be talking to young black kids who are studying businesses, business studies and things in South Carolina.
Cool.
And trying to mentor them a bit into the fact that you can get a bank account and you can invest.
Yeah,
things. So that's
absolutely
the book is Frontier Funds.
Absolutely.
Perhaps we'll get you over there.
Well, funnily enough, I'm doing a series of lectures next month at the LSE.
Similarly,
the School of Economics to a bunch of MBA students.
Because I thought your Come the Revolution was very interesting.
Uh-huh. Of course.
Yeah. And I thought the picture I took was stunning.
I knew there was a reason for mentioning that.
Well, she's just you didn't credit me or give me a byline.
She luckily, out of all the millions of pictures she's taken of me and posted all over social media, she happened to accidentally take a good one. And I haven't heard the end of it since.
It was a stonking picture of you.
It was a stonking picture.
Yeah.
And it only took you 4,000 attempts.
Well, usually you're juggling about, aren't you? You know, I just sort of got you.
We've had a tweet from Flutterby, F-L-U-T-T-E-R-B-E-E, Flutterby Me, and they're Flutterby Me on the Twitter. And they said, Vanilla Web, we'd love a shout out for our charity event, Children Cancer, Family Fun Day, game shows, treats and surprise guest. I have no more details about it. It's Halloween themed by the looks of the picture with it. Do give them a follow on the Twitter. Flutterby Me, F-L-U-T-T-E-R-B-E-E-M-E, Flutterby Me on the Twitter. Give them a follow, find out about it, and give them some love and support, please. That would be lovely of you. Thank you. What you got, Jules?
I'm on the Twitter again.
I got loads of tweets from McBride's accountants. I think they're trying to find where Emma is today.
We've had a tweet from, hold on, they're just going in, Women's Enterprise. Have you got that one, Paul?
No,
and they
on.
Say, having a great time at a Business Bunker. Oh, it's you.
Oh, it's you.
Having a great time with Business Bunker. Thank you, Lucy. And also Deborah Turner, who is, oh, it's you in the corner.
Hello!
Women in Business, FSB Kent, contact us for details, she says, of up-and-coming events for women and transgender, possibly. Who knows? Tenderden Twilight retweeted a tweet, and so they're listening in. Hello to you. The lovely Western Hanger Castle, that fabulous venue, just near our studio, but very easy to get to if you're coming from London as well. Sarah, remind me how easy it is to get to from London. Which, is it St Pancras?
St Pancras, straight to Ashford, change at Ashford, and then you go to Western Hanger, which is actually on our driveway.
Yeah, exactly.
So 2 minute walk.
And then you pop open a little bottle of something gorgeous, and then they can put their feet up and relax.
Little bottle of Lanson for you.
Yes, Lanson.
Or it's on Junction 11 of the motorway.
Oh, possibly.
If you haven't got your own train.
Just get a cab.
Mm. Talking of which.
Yeah.
Talking of which, I've just had a tweet.
Really?
I've just had a tweet from Pull Up Posh.
Do tell.
Pull Up Posh. Can we have a shout out, please, on your show, from the Pull Up Posh team? And as far as I can work out, Pull Up Posh is a limousine taxi company.
I say. Well,
so give them a follow on the Twitter. Pull Up Posh.
Whitstable Stove Shop have just bought a squirrel. Now looking for sauce. Has Jules Serkin got its nuts? Very amusing.
Quite possibly.
Who else is there? Well, Western Hanger have put something else up, a huge thing. Oh, they're sparkling. Is that their sparkling ladies? Have we talked about the sparkling ladies yet?
No, we're just about to. If you'd actually get on with what you're doing so that I can get round to talking to these lovely ladies.
Forget. I bet you won't speak to your guests.
Stop chuntering because I want to talk to them now.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, I bet you won't speak to the lady co-presenter next week like that.
No, of course I won't because she'll be sensible.
He hasn't actually said that it's a lady next week, though.
I didn't Could say that's man. Very true, Sarah. That is very true.
That's true. Could be transgender.
It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome onto the Business Bunker show two ladies who are going to tell us a bit more in our theme about the FSB Women in Business. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker show Emma Haggerty of McBride's Accountants and Sarah Paul of Western Hanger Castle. Ladies, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you. I don't mind which of you go first. Why don't you dive in, fight each other, and tell us about Sparkle.
Well, I've wrestled Sarah out of the way.
Cool.
So, Sparkle, as an idea, came from initially from me meeting quite an interesting lady in comedy, who's Lynn Parker, and she's actually going to be involved on the day.
Right.
And it's grown into what we hope will be quite an event. It's aimed at young women in business, so be that in a self-employed basis, running their own business, or in a professional world, in an employed role. And so it's aimed at bringing all of those wonderful, ambitious young women together to network with each other and support each other through their business journeys, but also to introduce them to some women from the Kent business community who are already quite established in what they're doing.
Okay, let me stop you there because I want to find out about some of this. Okay. And I want to take you right back to the first thing you said. You met someone in comedy called Lynn Parker.
Yes.
Tell me a bit about Lynn because I don't know Lynn.
Yes, I don't know. I wasn't going to ask that.
So Lynn is the founder of Funny Women, which is a comedy community.
Ooh,
if
she's
women.
Collecting for that, I know a few. Sorry.
So she founds this community, which is all based at promoting women in comedy.
Right, okay.
She was originally based up in London, but she's recently moved to Kent and she's moving her business down here. And she does some wonderful things, as well as all of her comedy promotion. She does a lot of comedy for business and how you can use the tools in stand-up and improv comedy.
Absolutely.
To help you in your business life. And she just sounded fascinating when I got talking to her, and I sort of thought,
can I ask how you did you go to one of her gigs? Is that how it transpired? Or
no, we met actually just at a networking event.
Right,
we just
okay.
happened to bump into each other
and
got chatting.
Yeah, no, cool. So she kind of inspired you to kind of start thinking about what you're doing here. Yeah.
Yeah, she sort of sparked an idea as to. It sounds like what she does would be a fantastic thing to really bring younger women out of their shells and loosen them up for a bit of networking, because I think networking for younger women is is a bit tougher.
It can be daunting.
Yes, absolutely.
It can be daunting for anyone, to be honest.
How do you know you're not a young woman? Let's ask, why is it daunting for a young woman to
network? Because I'm there.
why is it daunting?
I think you walk into a room of people, and more often than not, you do find actually it's slightly older people that are there, and they're more established and used to networking. For those that are in employed roles, quite often I think people are sort of pushed into it without
because
necessarily
they're representing the company.
Yeah, absolutely. So perhaps before they're ready, before they've had any experience of it. And, I mean, this event is aimed just to give them a real safe environment to have a go and to do that with people of the same age and the same kind of mindset of them. So very comfortable and friendly and a bit of a launch pad into networking,
it
really.
It sounds fantastic. 4th of November. Can't
it is,
wait.
Yes.
It's, you're absolutely right, Emma, and it's one of those interesting things, isn't it? And, you know, despite Jules's admonition to me about what do I know about it, the fact is it can be very similar for young blokes too. It can be similar for anyone because it depends on your personality and how you feel about speaking in public and stuff like that. But being in business, the ability to present yourself and present an argument and present your business in public is essential. It is really crucial.
Yeah.
And so many people fear that. Many years ago, I used to teach public speaking. And one of the statistics about public speaking is that if you believe the returns that people put in when you ask them in surveys, is that 80% of people would rather die than speak in public. They fear death less than public speaking, which is ridiculous if you think about it.
You get the whole sweaty palms thing. Yeah. But I also think business lunches are very daunting because, for older
based
people
on what,
too.
And what makes you think they're daunting?
Because even eating those egg and bacon breakfasts, I had the egg and
bacon.
Well,
you did dribble it all down your front, didn't you?
Well, because you're trying to talk to people. So you're trying to talk, you're trying to eat, you're trying to learn everybody's name and... you're also, when you go to a big networking, trying to find out who you need to speak to. Yeah. And there's probably 30, 40 people there. So whatever your age or your gender, it's hard work networking.
Absolutely. So what I'd like to hear about, if you can you tell us a little bit about what's going to happen at Sparkle? Go for it. Just tell us what's going to happen.
Okay, so we have a bit of a programme. We start the day with a few sort of presentations and some workshops that are really common to everyone that's going to be there.
Right.
So Deborah is actually going to talk to us about her business, U Image Consultancy,
right.
And she's going to give a few ideas on what to wear to WOW. And then we're going to have some...
Pink. I can recommend a pink tutu.
Yeah?
That gets you recognised. Trust me on this.
Especially in the KN.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me on this.
It's about getting noticed for the right reasons.
Ah, that'll be it, yeah.
So after Deborah's told us about that, we're going to hear from Leah Buckingham Warner, who's going to talk to us about marketing and social media and the wonders of Twitter and how to get your message out there generally. And then we have our wonderful comedy workshop with Lynn, where she's going to really loosen us all up and hopefully have us in fits of giggles.
So she's going to do a comedy workshop?
Yes.
And do you know what form that takes? Is she just going to make you laugh? Or is she going to teach you how to incorporate comedy into what you're doing? How's it going to work?
It should be a bit of both.
Right, okay.
So it should really loosen us up, teach us some tools, but have us all laughing together and ready to network over a lunch, which Sarah's doing for us in her wonderful castle.
We're going to talk to Sarah in a minute about her wonderful castle.
It's beautiful.
I love this. I love the sound of it. I think it's brilliant, and I think it's really cool. For you... as an accountant, McBride's, what's the impetus for this? What's behind all this? Why are you doing this?
So there's sort of two reasons for me. So I encountered the awkward networking, not quite sure what to do, who to speak to, what to say to anyone. So I've got a little bit further than that, having gone to a few events. But I thought, you know what, it would have been really nice if something like this was there for me at the time. And in the professional world, there are quite a lot of young professional groups.
Yeah.
But they don't actually span beyond that and take into account business owners and entrepreneurs. So to bring that group together was quite important for me. But also the major other theme of the event is the mentoring side. So we've got five really established women in business in Kent
right.
coming along to tell us about how their journey's taken them to where they are. And then they're going to offer some guidance to those that want to chat to them or want to talk to them about their plans. And for me, I wouldn't have got to where I've got in my career so far without mentors and support of those that are more established and some guidance.
And that's the same for all of us. Mentorship, guidance, support is crucial to everyone. I really like what you're saying, because one of the things that can be a bit, as someone that goes to a gazillion networking events a day, one of the things that you see far too often is people are not very adept at handling themselves in networking events, and they do the wrong thing. They don't come prepared. They don't know what they're there for. They don't understand what they're doing, and they make all kinds of mistakes. And that, all of that's perfectly acceptable. You know, I mean, we all learn by our mistakes. But quite often you can meet the same people month after month, year after year, and they'll carry on making the same mistakes.
While we've got Deborah in the studio, one of my bugbears...
what are you done now, Deb?
Is sort of gentlemen in... It sounds really awful, but in a sort of a shabby jacket, with dandruff on the shoulders. And that is one of my bugbears, Deborah. So
she's having a go at me again.
Do you sort of go into things like, you know...
Dandruff.
Head and shoulders or...
Dandruff.
You know,
do you have dandruff workshops, Deb?
Deal with dandruff. Yeah, I mean, basically, the whole kind of grooming, be it for men or women, is such an important aspect of, you know, if you're going networking, it's all about making that best first impression.
Sure.
And if you don't check yourself in the mirror, whether you're a man or a woman, before you leave the house, then, you know, you're already falling down the first hurdle, because how can you make the best first impression if you don't even know what you look like yourself?
And let's face it, a lot of these business breakfasts, you're leaving in the dark. You're leaving at sort of 5:30, or you're getting up at 5:30 and going, but full-length mirror, check your shoulders, check your back, make sure you haven't got your skirt tucked in to your derriere, as often can happen.
I mean, it's that
has happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's the whole with the dandruff, you know, and issues like that. Unfortunately, you're not going to gain respect from anybody else until you start showing respect for yourself. And that first thing is taking care and pride in your appearance. It's the whole clean shoes thing that mum, let's face it, would have told us years ago. And it's the same kind of, you know, with guys in dandruff.
Wear your best.
Tuck it into your pantries,
yeah,
that I spoke about earlier.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So you're happy now, Jules? You've solved the dandruff conundrum.
I often feel that some, especially, I think women tend to be better. Maybe I'm generalising. Women tend to make more effort. Some guys sort of, you know, a little bit scruffy, perhaps. I'm just saying. Not
good
you, because you were styled. You've looked fantastic since you were styled, haven't you? You wear your waistcoats and things like that. Can you still fit into them?
He wore a dapper waistcoat on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It was too hot in the sun, actually.
It was. We were sat outside.
Was that his velvet number?
No, it's lunchtime. Oh, it wasn't even lunchtime, was it?
It's Rupert Bear look, because I like the Rupert Bear look. That's very pleasant.
Yeah. Anyway, you carry on talking about me. I'm answering tweets.
You're fiddling.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, come back to you. So you're also doing a fabulous lunch at this Sparkle Castle. We've got, can I just run through, listener, so 9:30 is registration, and then Deborah is going to welcome everyone and talk to them. Then 10:10 it's how to use social media with Leah Buckingham Warner, and then your personal branding with Deborah, who's, as we know, the You Image Consultancy, and then Stand Up to Stand Out by Lynn Parker, the comedian. And then we'll be meeting mentors at 11:50. And then at 2:30, nitty-gritty time, Sarah, two-course lunch. Now, the lunches we've had and enjoyed at your little castle have been amazing. So tell us what you're having. Do you know yet?
Well, we haven't actually discussed in full details
right.
of the menu. But if I told you what we would be having, you would be so jealous because you're in Manhattan.
I know, I'd fly back.
Ha ha, that'll learn you.
Maybe a little Tupperware. But what I would say, the other thing I noticed, listener, when we were at Western Hangar last time for lunch, was the service. You have some fantastic staff there. The timing, the service, and I mentioned this before on Bunker, but if people weren't listening, I was missing a fork. Somebody stole my fork. And your waitress brought it for me, and she didn't put her clammy old paws all over it like most restaurants would.
She went, oi, had it all four covered. Candles. I want four candles.
It was lovely.
Oi, you, I want four candles.
It was lovely, and the timing, everything. I was so impressed, because you haven't been at Western Hangar that long.
No, only took over last September and then bought it in January.
Exactly, and you are Lady of the Manor now, and I love it. So if any of you haven't booked up yet, you need to go, and tell us how we book.
So you can book through the Eventbrite, and then you just
search
Sparkle at the Castle.
Brilliant.
Well, there's on campbusinessradio.co.uk website, we have under the blog pages, we have FSB events. If you find that page, which I've tweeted out quite a lot, there is a full link and a link to the Eventbrite booking page on that page. So you can do it that way, or I guess they could follow you.
They can follow
Twitter.
Me, or they can follow McBride's, or follow FSB.
Yeah.
We've been using the hashtag Sparkle at the Castle altogether. Okay. Yeah. So hopefully that will help people find it.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
Cool.
And also, it's not just for women that are employed. It's for women that are looking to be.
I thought I could come for a minute.
Well, you can if you
only
help
you
out.
Think
yeah, it's only £15 a person, which I think is really impressive. So that's great, because again, if you're an SME, all these networking things all mount up. So that's an incredible price. Well worth going.
Mm-hmm.
And if people car share as well, that's another economy, isn't it? If they drive down.
Oh, here we go, here we go. And it'll be, I'll come. Yeah. Can I come in your car?
So I can drink.
And guess why that is? Because she's five bottles of Prosecco down on the way home and making a mess on the back of the car.
You know me so well.
Yeah, yeah. So let's recap all of that. The next event is.
It's Sparkle at the Castle is on the 4th of November.
So 4th of November.
It's 9:30 till 2.
Right.
At Western Hangar Castle.
Right.
It's on the hashtag Sparkle at the Castle, or on Eventbrite, search for Sparkle at the Castle. And it's sponsored by the FSB, McBride's, and Unicomp. And we've also had a lot of help and support from everyone else involved who are all listed on the Eventbrite page.
Fantastic. Superb.
And Butterflies and Dreams has said, how about a middle-aged network event? I love a bit of sparkle. And the lovely Lisa M. Settle on the Twitter says, do you think we're too old, Jules Serkin? So we're going to have our own event, which will be an over-the-hill sparkle. But see, the thing about more mature ladies is we can drink more and, you know, hold our
own.
Oh,
here we go.
Yeah, we can.
But then we can do that during the evening.
Yeah. Yes, I've just had a tweet from Vicky Rimmer. Vicky, who is Mum Books.
Yeah. Yes.
And Vicky's tweeted a link for Sparkle at the Castle.
Thank you, Vicky.
So thanks for that, Vicky. And I've just retweeted it. So you can follow all those folks and find out more about hashtag Sparkle at the Castle. Or just type the hashtag in Twitter, Sparkle at the Castle, and you will find the links to this event. Thank you for that, ladies.
Thank you.
Sarah, just before I want to ask a question, because I've had a controversial question here on Twitter.
Ooh.
I'm going to ask all of you ladies here. Just give us a shout for the castle website.
So the castle website is www.westernhangercastle.co.uk, or you can follow us at SP Wedding Events. Or you can follow us on Western Hangar Castle Original on Facebook.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. I've had a tweet from Neville Gaunt.
Lovely.
And he says, hashtag Women in Business Day. What do the team think of women quotas in PLC boardrooms? Ooh.
Very controversial.
Ooh. Or not, maybe. Maybe it's not controversial at all. Yes, it is. So, just off the top of your head, what do you think? Maybe I can broaden that out a bit.
It's going to be quiet, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm going to give away a little bit here. I happen to know very, very well, intimately, a very successful female entrepreneur who has no time whatsoever for any of that kind of thing, who believes that women are perfectly capable of doing it all on their own without any tokenism, but that's her view. I'd like to know what your views are. What do you think? Clearly there's not enough women on PLC boards. That's obvious, because it's just a statistical issue, isn't it? That there isn't many. What's your feeling about that? Yeah.
So my take is probably like your colleague, in that I don't think quotas are a good thing because they can actually undermine what women are trying to do, and not only women, but diversity in all sectors.
Exactly.
And I think what can happen is that it just ends up ticking a box,
yeah.
And that it's not... it doesn't kind of last into the future, it hasn't got longitude, so all that happens is they tick the box for a couple of years, mm-hmm. and then those women may move off to do something different, or they may have a career break, and then, of course, there's nothing else then to support the women on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can do it ourselves. You know, the fact that we're really supported now, you've got the he for she campaign, which means all you guys are on board as much as the women. So it's not about kind of championing women only, but it's about just getting that equal share. 50% of the population are women, so 50% of boards should be, and they will be. You know, we're all kind of on that charge now, and it will happen. It's just given time.
Absolutely.
And just on that note, with the FSB, you will notice that the Kent and Medway board now are more and more women coming on board.
Yep.
We've got our AGM this Thursday.
We have indeed.
And I think we've got at least five ladies that are actually standing for positions as well. So it's not a man-orientated organisation anymore.
Male, stale and pale. yeah, go on, Emma.
I was just going to say, I completely agree with what Deborah was saying in terms of quotas almost undermine women getting there on their own merit. And I think in that way they're dangerous. I think they were sort of an easy way to try and promote women to boards, but it just doesn't achieve the right effect. And what we should be really focusing on is bringing people through the ranks and getting the right sort of
for their merit.
Yeah, exactly, for their merit, and making sure that, you know, intaking student levels in all businesses should be equal. I mean, within McBride's, we're certainly promoting that. Our student intake is fantastic. There's loads of girls coming through.
Yeah.
Our management team's getting there, and I think that's the way to do it.
I would say, based on my vast experience being old, my issue with this is that what we need to do is make those kind of roles more female-friendly. Because I think a lot of the reason that not enough women are on PLC boards isn't because we don't have enough talented women. We clearly do. I just don't always think it's easy for women to do those roles in the way that they're constituted currently. And what we need to look at is what we can do to help women, you know, do those kind of jobs. Because with all the women in the world, an awful lot of women are also carers of children, and they have to try and fit that into their lifestyle.
It costs, I was reading in the Evening Standard last night, it was something like $14,000 to send a two-year-old to childcare through. You've got to, you know, think of that. And I was also reading about successful women, and a lot of women at the top say that they couldn't do it if their partner, often a guy, was the house husband, so that it's the partner that's taking the kids to school and then perhaps doing his own job from home. So a lot of successful women have got a man at home doing what, you know, traditionally women used to do. So it is tough. It is tough when you have a career break for kids, and or if your child's ill.
I think the gender pay gap must have an influence on that as well, because in most cases it is the woman that is paid less. So in that scenario, when you're looking at childcare, it's the sensible option is for the woman to reduce her hours. I think if we worked harder on the gender pay gap, then perhaps the home relationship might move slightly.
Yeah, there are some myths about that, though, that need exploring, this gender pay gap. But in general, I agree that we need to look at the whole round of what it is, because we're not looking at a pair here. We're not equating apples, you know, apples and pears. It's not, you know, a rounded approach. We could talk about this subject for a long, long time, but sadly we're running out of time.
We have a tweet here, Paul, from the Freewheel. Have you read this?
I was just about to read it.
The Freewheel pub, which is just near me in sort of going towards Faversham on the on the seasalter slopes, the thing there. They say, hey guys, any chance for a shout out for our craft beer and bicycle festival this weekend? Please follow them. It's at the Freewheel pub. He was on our show a while back, wasn't he?
It's a pub down in the Whitstable area, specifically for cyclists.
The Pit Stop.
It's brilliant. It's a really clever idea. It's really brilliant.
And it's I've also
been admonished by Liz, Nurse Liz.
Again?
Who she says, actually, Michael Bloomberg is no longer the mayor of New York. The mayor of New York is now Bill de Blasio.
Yeah.
That's true. It's absolutely true, because Michael is back at the helm of Bloomberg.
Yeah. So there you go. But anyway, Bill will stop you coming. I just want to round off again by not deflecting where we were, because it's important that we get more women feeling good about being in business and doing business and being comfortable. So give us one last shout out, chaps, for Sparkle at the Castle and what you're doing.
So Sparkle at the Castle is on Eventbrite. Just search Sparkle at the Castle, or you can follow at SP Wedding Events for more information, or you can follow at McBride's Accountants for more information, or you can follow at FSB Kent and Medway, and at can't even think what Deborah's Twitter handle is now.
New Image Consult.
So all of us will be able to help you at Sparkle at the Castle.
So check out that hashtag Sparkle at the Castle and find it on Eventbrite, and it will be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk after the show, and you can sign up there.
Cool. We've had a couple of tweets relevant to what you guys were talking about. Somebody called Phil Reynolds, who I don't know, has said, Vanilla Web, I love listening to Emma Haggerty. She sounds like the ultimate professional.
That's very kind. I do actually know that gentleman very well. He's very
cool.
I'm not married. He's my boyfriend.
He's
very lovely. Thank you,
Phil.
What does he do? Is he a house husband?
He's a boring accountant as well.
Really? God, the two of you must crunch numbers at night.
So I do tax, and he works with academies, so we have a slight difference.
And Vicky Rimmer has tweeted, Leeds University Business School reports having at least one female director on the board cuts a company's chances of going bust by 20%. Well, there you go. What's not to like? So thank you for that, folks. Thank you, Sarah and Emma, for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you. We are now going to...
Channel Radio News Update.
There's a Threads on Tour art opportunity pop-ups. We've now got 9 days left. We are art graduates with an entrepreneurial drive, making things happen, creating opportunities that fill the void between graduating with an arts degree and the real world. We are raising money to match fund an arts council application that will help us out practically and also offer a paid position to an art graduate to learn on-the-job business skills. We have a Kickstarter campaign, which is Kickstarter Projects Threads Kent. I'm listening to the show. Thank you so much for promoting it. And that's from Philippa Wall. And you can find their website at Threads, T-H-R-E-A-D-S, Kent, Threads Kent, all one word, .com.
And the speakers have been confirmed for October the 15th. It's a cyber security webinar. It's 1 to 2 p.m. Thursday, 15th of October. And the two leading cyber security advocates are Dr. Emma Philpott and Duncan Sutcliffe, and they'll each speak about the simple steps small businesses can take to fight cybercrime. And Dr. Philpott is the founder of the UK Cyber Security Forum, and he'll outline how small businesses are targeted by hackers and the steps you can take to make your business more secure online. And Mr. Sutcliffe, that's Duncan, he's a director of independent insurance brokers Sutcliffe & Co. And he'll then explain how and why his business became one of the first small business insurance firms in the UK to equip itself against cyber attacks. So you can join them on the 15th of October. And to find out more, just go on to the kentbusinessradio.co.uk after the show.
Cool. The Federation of Small Business are participating in Small Business Saturday in a big way in Kent and Medway. And they are going to be running a series of networking events leading up to Small Business Saturday, in which you can find out how your business, specifically your retail business, can gain more business on Small Business Saturday. The networking events are free to attend, and they're going to be running around the county. And I'm just going to run through some of the dates. But in order to find out and book your tickets, you need to go to fsb.org.uk and book your tickets. But at the famous Western Hanger Castle on the 9th of November from 6 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. Will be the event handling Folkestone, Hythe and the general South Kent area. So that's Monday the 9th of November at Western Hanger Castle. The Tunbridge Wells event will be on Tuesday the 10th of November from 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And currently the venue hasn't been decided, but that will be announced on the website shortly. The Canterbury and East Kent event will be on Thursday the 12th of November from 1800, 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And that's taking place at Fruitworks, which is 77 Stour Street, Canterbury. Basically, you're going to find out about all the things that you can do to improve your business and to participate in Small Business Saturday, which takes place on December the 5th this year. There is also going to be an event on the 13th of November in Maidstone from 6 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. But again, the venue is to be announced. So do keep looking on the website to find out when those other events are going to take place, or the venue that those events are going to take place in.
Paul, you also forgot the Wednesday one up at the Medway Innovation Centre.
Oh, yeah, I've got that somewhere else here, actually.
And Thursday the 15th of October, 6 to 8 p.m, the FSB Regional AGM, all are invited, is at the Tudor Park Marriott Hotel. So, Kelora, not at the Western Hanger Castle. It's in Bearstead, Maidstone, and you can all go, and details are on the Kent Business Radio website. FSB networking and auto enrolment with Steve Kilfoyle of Squirrel Financial Planning, another Squirrel. The Elwick Club, not the Tufty Club.
This show isn't just thrown together, you know. There's a theme all the way through it.
And it's not the Tufty Club, it is the Elwick Club, Ashford. It's on the 22nd of October. And then last but not least from my lot, FSB networking, Tuesday, November.
Business Bunker Radio Show, Federation of Small Businesses podcast.